Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q4 FY22 earnings conference call of Ganesha Ecosphere Limited, hosted by Antique Stock Broking. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Manish Mahawar from Antique Stock Broking. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Steven. On behalf of Antique Stock Broking, I would like to welcome all the participants for the call of Ganesha Ecosphere. From the management, we have Mr. Sharad Sharma, Managing Director, Mr. Gopal Agarwal, CFO, and Mr. Prashant Khandelwal, Senior Vice President on the call. Without any delay, I would like to hand over the call to Mr. Gopal Agarwal for opening remarks, post which we will open the floor for Q&A. Thank you, and over to Gopalji.
Yeah. Thank you, Manish. Good morning, everyone, and on behalf of Ganesha Ecosphere, I extend a warm welcome to all of you to the company's Q4 and full year 2022 earnings conference call. Thank you for taking the time to join us today. We have with us Mr. Sharad Sharma, Managing Director, and Mr. Prashant Khandelwal, Senior Vice President of the company. The start of FY22 was not at a good note, and the joy of heartening recovery during Q4 FY21 was short-lived. The financial year started with second wave of COVID-19, which proved to be a more devastating for the country and lives of millions of people were affected badly. At Ganesha, we also faced a brunt in the form of production loss, disruption in supply chain, and eventually sales number. Soon after it, a massive fire broke out to the Kanpur fiber plant of the company, which destroyed two production lines that were contributing 12,000 tons of PSF on a yearly basis. I am glad to share that the journey here onward got better for rest of the year on operational front. We achieved production of 28,307 metric tons during Q4 FY22 and 109,788 metric tons during full year, which turns out to be 103% and 99% of capacity utilization on quarterly and annual basis respectively. We clocked revenue of 287.38 crore during Q4 and rupees 1,022.35 crore during entire financial year 2022, as against rupees 249.23 crore during Q4 FY21 and rupees 751.14 crore during entire financial year 2021, turning into a growth of 15.3% on quarterly basis and 36.1% on yearly basis. The growth in revenue was achieved on the back of higher realizations of PSF and yarn. The average realizations during FY22 was rupees 9,218 per ton, as against rupees 7,302 per ton during FY21, registering an increase of 26% in realization. In volume terms, we sold 106,806 tons of production against 98,893 tons during FY21, which is a growth of 8% on a yearly basis. The slowdown in China has unfolded good opportunity for us to penetrate in export market, and we made an export sale of 128.32 crore during FY22, rupees 35.8 crore during Q4 FY22 itself, which is a growth of 112% over rupees 60.53 crore export sales during FY21. Contribution of export sale is total sale reached to 12.5% from earlier level of 7.5%-8%. We could grab the new set of overseas customers on the back of getting approved vendor status of some international brands like Target and Inditex. During Q4 FY22, we earned EBITDA of rupees 11,649 per ton against rupees 10,608 during corresponding last quarter. On yearly basis, the number is rupees 10,560 per ton as against rupees 8,350 per ton during FY21. Total EBITDA numbers are rupees 33.08 crore during Q4 FY22 and rupees
117.37 crore for whole of financial year 2022. EBITDA margins are 11.51% and 11.48% for Q4 FY 2022 and FY 2022 respectively. Though the EBITDA improved in absolute terms, margins were declined in comparison to last year because of increase in input cost as well as manufacturing cost, particularly power and fuel cost. During Q1 FY 2022, company had provided an exceptional loss of rupees 25.13 crore due to fire in Kanpur plant, which has been reversed in Q4 FY 2022 in view of the reasonable certainty in getting the said loss compensated from insurance company. Excluding the said exceptional gain during Q4 due to reversal of provision for loss made in Q1, company earned profit after tax of rupees 19.82 crore during Q4 FY 2022 and rupees 69.55 crore during entire financial year 2022, registering a growth of 53.9% over financial year 2021. In terms of cash flow during FY 2022, company generated rupees 76 crore from operations, which was mainly used to fund the ongoing project in Warangal. Company also brought down its cash cycle from 105 days to 75 days during the year. With this, now I would like to request Prashant to throw light on the ongoing projects of the company. Prashant, please take on.
Thanks, Gopal, and good afternoon to everybody. Now coming to the ongoing projects of the company, we would like to share progress in implementation of the projects. At Warangal, Telangana, we have started the commissioning of the recycled chips plant, and it will start the production by July 2022. Fiber and FDY plants are also progressing well and expected to start by September 2022. We faced a lot of hindrances in implementation of Warangal project due to COVID-related frequent lockdowns and disruptions in supply chain of critical equipment, especially electrical and electronic parts. We are still facing big issues in terms of timely availability of electrical and electronic parts, not only from China and overseas suppliers, but also from domestic suppliers, as they are pushing their delivery schedules several times. Travel of engineers from China for plant erection is also an issue, as we are not getting any visa approved by the government of India. We are facing a lot of issue, and the fiber plant is being erected by us under guidance from Chinese engineer over online platforms, which is taking unusual times and delays. All these factors made the implementation of the project somewhat challenging and caused some delays to scheduled implementation. Further coming to Nepal. At Nepal, we have already started the wash line and commenced the production. We are hopeful in getting this project to operate at full capacity by August, September 2022. To seize the upcoming opportunity where demand would be estimating for quality products in recycled rigid plastic, especially HDPE, polypropylene, et cetera, segment to fulfill EPR liabilities of brand owners and manufacturers who are consuming plastic packaging for their products, we at Kanpur unit are working on a pilot recycling line for rigid plastic, which would be operational by July end. The capacity of this pilot plant is approx 300 tons per month. Post successful implementation, we would ramp up this capacity to 1,000 tons per month during current financial year itself. The estimated project cost for this would be around 30 crores and would be funded through proceeds from insurance claims against the fire which broke out at Kanpur plant. The insurance claim expected to be received by July 2022. Now come to the existing facility. We would like to give you a brief. Between our Rudrapur facility and Bilaspur facility, latter is commanding superior margins, the Bilaspur facility, in the market because of better quality and value-added products, which cost of production is almost the same between the two plants. From market point of view, RPSF manufactured in Rudrapur unit is categorized as medium tenacity fiber due to a older facility, and those manufactured in Bilaspur facility, which is having a new technology, is called high tenacity fiber. This will be similar to what we are going for in Warangal plant. Given the price and cost metrics, medium tenacity fibers may not sustain the margin in future while selling in the market. However, with our vast experience, we are successfully running our spinning units, consuming 100% of our medium tenacity fiber, and this unit is making good margins. Further, we are running a yarn spinning unit on job work, which was contributing a production of 1500 to 1800 annually for us. The agreement for job work has come to an end during March 2022. So we are also short in market by that much quantity. So sensing the future course of industry as well as to increase our margins from medium tenacity fiber segment, we have consciously decided to put up a spinning unit with a capacity of 34,000 spindles at Tembra Bilaspur, adjacent to our existing unit. It would be a great greenfield project with an estimated project cost of 230 crore and it would be implemented over a period of next 18 months. At optimum capacity utilization, unit would be producing around 12,000 tons of yarn, valuing about rupees 250 crore. We would be manufacturing melange and doubled fancy dyed yarns using our medium tenacity fiber with an estimated EBITDA margin of in the range of 25 to 30% with target ROE of 18%. We would like to clarify, and due to market dynamics turning adverse on medium tenacity fiber in future, we are moving on strategically for yarn spinning unit in sustaining the margin. Recycling is and will remain our core focus area, and all of our future expansion would primarily be in the direction only. It is pertinent to mention that we are very bullish about the future of recycling industry, not only in India, but globally. Even the pressing need of environment protection, focus is being shifted from resource optimization instead of creating new resources. New regulations are being implemented globally, mandating the blending of recycled products with virgin products. And responsible organizations are pledging themselves for making their products environmental friendly. In India also, regulations have been introduced whereby all the brand owners and manufacturers are required to have 30% recycled content in their plastic packaging from FY25-26. And this limit would be extended by 10% every year till it reaches to 60%. That is by FY28-29. So we are confident about the upcoming exponential growth in the industry and making ourselves geared to be and remain front runner. As we extend our operations, we aim to move towards sustainable efficiency. To that direction, in our Warangal facility, we have equipped ourselves to recycle 90% of water required in our operation, and only 10% fresh water would be needed. We are also setting up an ETP plant, which would be on zero liquid discharge principle. All of our future projects would be working on the same set of values as well. Our existing operations are already meeting 17% of their energy requirement through rooftop solar plants. And we have also set up group captive power arrangements with M plus RG Solar. This M plus RG Solar is headed by Petronas in Uttar Pradesh for 17 megawatt capacity. Additionally, another deal of 14 megawatt solar is in making as we speak, which will take the organization renewable energy mix to more than 50% and make our power cost escalation free for fairly long period of time. For capturing the demand for premium recycled products, we are launching a brand Go Revive, which symbolizes recycling wisely. The brand is being launched with the vision to close the sustainable loop. Go Revive is dedicated to conserving resources and establishing sustainability supremacy by efficiently recycling waste products into premium quality products. The brand has been patented, and we wish to make this brand a symbol of pride among all our customers. We are in the process of being onboarded by global brands after clearing their social audits. We have already started to use patented DNA technology from Aadhaar USA in our products wherever required. For physical traceability of our fiber in final finished products, we are confident that the above steps would create a strong brand equity for our products and create a pull demand, thereby improving our margin. With this, we now invite you to asking questions and request the moderator to open the floor for discussion. Thank you
very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Swechha Jain from ANS Wealth. Please go ahead. Swechha Jain, your line is in talk mode. Please proceed with your question.
Yeah. Hi. Thank you, sir, for giving this opportunity. So actually, I kind of missed the whole, logic that you were trying to explain that why Warangal would do, higher EBITDA margins. So I just wanted to understand, because currently our EBITDA margins are between 11 to 13%. And Warangal, we are, expecting margins to be 18 to 20%. And even in Nepal, we've given a guidance of 20-25% kind of margin. So I just wanted to understand the whole logic, because, are the products different, or, how can we have such higher margins there?
Yeah, Swechha, I would like to explain to you, we are into the recycling fiber. Fiber, basically, PET bottle is there, can be converted into three products, roughly. Number one is the recycled polyester staple fiber. Number two, recycled POY, FTY. And number three, recycled RPET, which is used for making the bottle to bottle. So, currently we are into RPS, which is the lowest margin among all the three products. So, in Warangal facilities, we are going to make all the three products. So, the margins are higher in case of recycled FTY and the bottle to bottle chips. That's why the margins are higher there. Number one. Number two, we are sourcing the raw material from south, where the freight element is higher in case we are transporting it from south to north. So Warangal plant, we would be sourcing from south itself, where we would be getting some benefit in terms of logistic cost over raw material.
Okay.
And for Nepal also, we are making the vast flex and chips there. So the margins are higher because of the lower raw material prices there. Because there is no recycling facility in Nepal, and there is no use of the recycled metal itself in Nepal. So all the metal is coming to India through illegal way. So we are making this loop formal and legal. So we will be getting the better prices here.
So in Nepal, we'll be making the chips and we'll be getting them here for our plant, or we're going to sell the chips to other countries from there?
We can use it for our plant also. We can use we can sell it in the market also, depending upon the cost benefit analysis.
Okay. So the higher EBITDA that we're expecting from Nepal is basis the assumption that we'll be using those for our, plant here for backward integration, or selling those chips. The 25% that we are guiding is on what, sir?
It is on the guidance of consuming the chips in backward integration.
For backward integration. Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Fair enough, sir. Sir, and in Bilaspur, you said currently we are having that high tenacity product, right? So Bilaspur, if you could, would you be able to give us margins on the products that come out from Bilaspur vis-a-vis Rudrapur?
In
yeah,
Bilaspur. Yeah, please.
As far as the quality is concerned, you see the Bilaspur facility is having a better technology than what we are having in Rudrapur. This is called third generation recycling plant. The Rudrapur one is the second generation recycling plant. So the quality what we are making in Bilaspur plant is almost equivalent to virgin fiber. So we are fetching a good margins or a better pricing from market. Though the cost of production remains almost similar what we are having in Rudrapur, but with a improved margin from market.
Thanks.
And all the big spinners like Arvind, Trident and Vardhman, we are very well serving those big brands with our recycled products from our Bilaspur unit.
Okay. So margins and realization, if you could, like, could you give a number to it? Like, how much higher is it? Like,
we are getting the 3 to 4 rupees higher realizations in case of our Bilaspur facility. That is about 14 to 14% of EBITDA margins in that facility, as against the 10 to 11% EBITDA margins in our Rudrapur facility.
Okay. Understood, sir. So my last, another question is, you know, the new CAPEX that we are doing. So you said you're going to do an asset turn, I mean, the revenue numbers that we can fetch out of it was 280 crores, right, sir?
Yeah, it is 250 crores from our new spinning project, which we have announced just now.
Okay. So asset turn is close to 1 point something, right? Because we are doing a CAPEX of 230 crores on it, right?
Right.
And then I kind of just missed the, you know, realization, you know, per ton, if you could give on that and the EBITDA margins and why it would have a higher EBITDA margins. You were explaining the logic, but somehow the sound wasn't clear, actually.
You see, what we are doing in our spinning units, we are making only premium quality of yarn. We are not working on any commodity product. Even in our existing facility in Bilaspur with 28,000 spindles, we are making only colored dyed yarn, melange yarn, and fancy yarn, such as slub, injection slub, etc. So these yarns are having a very good margin as compared to the commodity product of white and black yarn. So there is what is our idea to consume our medium tenacity dope dyed fiber only in our spinning unit, where we can get a far better price and margin than the commodity product of gray and black yarn. So at the existing facility, we are making about 700 tons of yarn on a monthly basis, out of which 110 tons are being taken to the RT spun yarn, which is used as stitching yarn. And the rest of the 500 to 600 ton of production is only in melange and dyed polyester spun yarn. So dyed melanges and this fancy yarns are fetching a far better margins than what the commodity yarns are.
Okay.
So thereby we are expecting, already we are in existing unit, we are getting a very good margin for those specialized yarns. And in the coming facility also, we will go only for these kind of premium products.
Okay. So we don't have any spindles, right, currently?
Yeah, we have already 28,000 spindles, which we have installed in year 2011-2012.
Okay. And so this last question, I kind of missed the realization per ton number, but I believe there is a drastic increase in the realization. So
yes, of course, because if it is a dyed and spun yarn, it would be somewhere between 220 to 240 rupees a kg.
Okay. So are these realization numbers sustainable? Because I think from last year to this year, you know, realizations have gone up significantly.
Mm-hmm. Yes, of course. These dyed and fancy yarns are, we are selling this in markets since long. And the final prices of these yarn remains in this window only.
Okay, okay. Okay, sir, fair enough. Sir, I have follow-up questions. I'll just join the queue again. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Jinesh Karia from Antique Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. So first question is if you can just help me with the total installed capacity adjusted for the loss of capacity in the Kanpur plant, and what would be the potential revenue loss due to that?
Yes, we have lost about 12,000 ton capacity in Kanpur plant due to fire. And but the total revenue loss is about 100 crore from this unit.
Okay, so we are adding higher margin, higher realization capacity at the Kanpur plant going forward and replacement of the capacity which has been lost. So what would be the revenue potential for the incremental revenue from the new capacity that we are adding?
No, we are not adding up the basically the Kanpur plant was the least profitable among all the three plants.
Mm-hmm.
So though we have lost the turnover of over 90 to 100 crores, but on profitability front we have not lost much. Now we are looking to the market dynamics and scenario. We are not now not going to reinstate that production lines which we have lost. Instead, we are going for putting up the another production line which is suitable for making the recycled rigid plastic tips.
Okay, so so it will be a higher realization product than the current.
It is having a greater opportunity going forward, and certainly would be having the higher margin in comparison to the capacity which we have lost.
Okay, got it. And second question is with regards to Nepal facility. Is if my understanding is correct, we plan to use the Nepal capacity for captive consumption unless we have an a better opportunity in the export market. Firstly, is that understanding correct?
Yeah, your understanding is correct.
Yeah. So, what would be the cost benefit if we import the chips from the Nepal facility and use it captively in our North plant, rather than making it rather than what currently the cost dynamics are?
Basically, you see, we are getting the raw material cheaper by about 15% in Nepal. So that is actually the cost benefit available to us in that facility.
Okay. Okay, so around 15%. This is adjusted for the tax basis. I assume
in fact, tax is also lower in case in Nepal. In Nepal, they have provided the tax break of about 12% for first 5 years. In 5 years, we will be paying the income tax of only 12% in that facility because of the recycling.
Okay, got it. And one last question. What is the progress? So are there any commitments which we have started receiving for the bottle-to-bottle plant we have set up? Are samples being sent for approval? Any update on that?
You see, Vignesh, the commissioning has started will be started in coming week. And the team from OEM Austria, they are coming in June 1st week. So once the trials are being done, the samples will be tested in the labs, different labs, and it will be get approved by the buyers also in due course of time.
And we are also in talks with the with the potential buyers. So we are waiting for the samples from our plant, and after getting the samples approved, we will go ahead with the supply.
So can we expect the revenue to flow in our P&L from second half of the year?
Yeah, of course. We are expecting the revenue to flow from second half.
Okay, I'll come back in the queue if I have more questions. Thank you so much, sir, for your time.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Nirav Savai from Abakkus Invest. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, would you be able to share any CapEx number for FY 2023 post this new Spunyan facility which we have announced?
We are already moving on the Warangal project, and we have spent about 300 crores by March 2022 in that facility.
Okay.
Another 125 crore would be spent in this Warangal facility. Apart from this, we would be spending about 70-75 crore in the yarn facility in FY 2023. Rest of the expenditure would be done in FY 2024.
Okay. FY 2024 we'll see about 150 odd crores behind this Bilaspur facility.
Yes.
Okay. Anything for FY 2024 if you could share or it'll ongoing process?
We are looking for a greater opportunity in this recycling sector, and so we are working upon various opportunities and things. It will be clear as and when we finalize something further.
Right. Got it, sir. That's it from my side. Thank you very much.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Amit Zade from Aegis Federal. Please go ahead.
Thank you, team. Thank you for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Gopal ji, what is the current realization for the RPSF? And how has that changed versus cotton versus virgin PSF?
You see, we are presently getting about 97-98 rupees realization, which is against 110-115 of virgin PSF. The realizations have improved by about 25% last 1 year, though the cotton prices have increased multifold.
Right.
Yeah. Cotton dynamics is different, and the policy dynamics is different. One thing is that, after the cotton has become so much costlier, the demand of polyester has increased. Now, most of the spinning units are shifting towards the polyester, who are consuming the cotton only.
Okay. What is the outlook here also?
Basically, there is a switch from cotton to polyester. Always happens when the cotton prices are higher and polyester prices are lower, the people are looking for a better opportunity, the spinning mills, especially in south of India. Now, the demand is growing for polyester in most of the cotton units where either they are shifting to polyester or they are blending polyester with cotton to make their product sustainable. This happens every time when the cotton prices go high. Of course, the polyester always get a benefit whenever there is an increase in cotton prices.
Okay. Again, expectation of crude remaining at higher levels and cotton prices also. Where do you see prices of recycled polyester to remain? I mean, should that further increase? Where do you see it settling now?
Actually, the prices are very stable at this time. We foresee the stable prices going forward also given the prices of crude. Although the situation in long term, in short term is not very clear because of the ongoing war between the Ukraine and Russia and other geopolitical issues. Stability in prices is more or less somewhat more clear.
Okay. Got it. Also, sir, if you can help me with the yarn revenue for the fourth quarter and the full year. I understand we have almost 10,200 tons capacity split between Rudrapur and Bilaspur? If you can help with that number for revenue. Yarn revenue.
Yarn revenue. They are asking for spun yarn revenue globally.
So we got the revenue from the yarn for the fourth quarter. It is about 50 crores.
60 crores, and for the full year.
For the full year, it is 188 crores.
188 crores. So this is out of the 10,000 ton capacity which we have. So we have got almost 200 crores. Is that correct?
Yes.
188, correct. And EBITDA margin here would be?
EBITDA margins in case of, we are actually in 10,200, and there are bifurcation between the two. One is 7,200 ton is a spun yarn,
right,
which are made for yarn spinning unit, and 3,000 ton is a textile dyed yarn, which we are having facility in Kanpur facility. So
right,
utilizations and margins are very low in Kanpur yarn facility, which is based on virgin material. And in spun yarn, our EBITDA margins are about in the range of 16 to 18%.
Okay. So the Bilaspur has 7,200 capacity, which will be further increased to 17,400 with this new 10,000 line coming in. Is that the same?
Yes, 12,000. Yeah, at about 12,000 capacity is coming. So aggregate, it would be about 19,000 ton.
Aggregate would be 19,000 ton. Okay.
Yeah.
Understood. My next question is, I think there are multiple capacity expansion projects going on. Maybe FY23 also, we will see various projects coming in at different times. So for FY24, if you can help us, Warangal should add what, close to 600 crores of top line?
Yeah, Warangal. We are expecting 600 crore pipeline from there.
Warangal, 600 from Warangal. And Nepal should do 70.
Nepal is about 75 crore.
75 crores from Nepal. This new spinning...
50 crore from this new unit.
250. So almost... and HDP. Next is HDP also. So that should do how much?
That would... at a full capacity of 1,000 ton per month, it would be... around 90 to 100 crore.
Another 100 crores. So close to 1,000 crores additional in top line for the all these new projects and margins. You say for Warangal still we are maintaining this 25% margin. Is that correct? And Nepal at 18%, and Yarn you also said 15 to 18%. And what about HDP?
HDP pilot plant we are going to start in next 1 or 2 months. So the exact cost metrics and the cost benefit and margins metrics would be clear once we are ready with the product and marketing it. So we are not able to give you the exact numbers, but of course we are expecting it would be a more than 20% EBITDA kind of business.
Okay. So fair to assume existing business doing 1,000 crores and new business doing another 1,000 crores by FY24 with far superior EBITDA margin?
Yes.
And what would be the peak debt in this case for FY23 closing, this year closing?
We are looking for the top debt would be around 70% of our net worth.
70% of our net worth. And lastly, how has the realization of bottle-to-bottle grade in has that changed? What is it? if margin has increased?
See, in the international market, the bottle-to-bottle prices are much higher than the virgin prices, virgin chips prices. The virgin prices are hovering around 110 to 120 rupees kg. So we are expecting the realizations of about 120 to 125 rupees at the same level at which the virgin prices are there. We are not pricing in the premium just now.
Okay, okay. So premium should be how much?
It will depend upon when we would be ready with the product and the customer. Customers which we are targeting.
Okay, Gopal, we understood. Thank you. Thanks a lot for that. Best of luck.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Akshay Kotari from Envision Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. So what would be our capacity utilization in FY22?
On overall basis, we are having 99% capacity utilization, but in Q4 our capacity utilization was 103%.
Okay. That would be great. Also, sir, what would be the tax rate going forward? Because I am assuming that I think Warangal facility would be having some tax benefits associated with it.
Yes, in the existing operations, we are having the tax rate of 25.17%. But for the Warangal project and for the spinning project which we are planning, we would be having the tax rate of 17%.
Okay. Okay. That's great. And going forward, how could we look at the working capital? So, how are we expecting improvement in it?
We have got a lot of improvement in the current financial year. The working capital cycle has come down to 75 days. Because of so much products, so large product basket, as well as the holding period for the raw material, it is not there is not much room available for bringing down the working capital cycle further, though 5 to 10% is always possible.
Oh, okay, that's great. So you did also mention about Arvind and Vardhman. We are also suppliers to them. So is it possible for them to backward integrate, or what is stopping them from doing backward integration?
You see, whenever you are coming with the different products, you need to have a number of lines to be installed. So, yes, of course, anybody is open to go for a backward integration, but it would be better to tell you that still many of the spinning units who have came up with their one or two facility for recycled fiber, they are buying a lot of premium products from our company. So it is not that you are creating a facility. It is a R&D over the period of last 30 years, what we have done, and the products which we are making on our different lines. In different plants. So it is the expertise where you are getting a good number of buyers. So yes, anybody can come backward with backward integration, but still they need many number of products which would not be possible in one or two lines. So with
I would like to further highlight that we are having about 500 kind of products in our basket, which are available for every kind of application to the end consumer. Number one. Number second, we are having the preferred vendor list of the some big brands for which they are making the their products. So it is also a compulsion for them to buy from us.
Okay. Okay, and in India, we would be the only company doing this sort of, recycling work, or is there any competitor?
No, competitors are also there. Apart from us, there are almost 35, 36 units are there. in recycling of PSF.
And so what would be our export revenue this year?
In this year, we crossed an export of 120 crore, 128 crore.
Okay. And which are the geographies we are seeing traction? If you can
Our biggest buyer is the European Union.
Okay. Okay. And last question. So, sir, what would be our dependence? So, I'm really sorry that this is very new to me. So, what would be our dependence on crude? So, are we somehow dependent on crude, our end product?
Yes, of course, our end product is benchmark against the virgin PSF, which is against the derivative of crude, and the prices of crude make some impact on the prices of virgin PSF. So, indirectly, we are also impacted by the prices of crude.
Okay. 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 Thanks a lot, sir. That's it from my side, and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Manish Mahawar from Antique Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, sir. Gopal, a couple of questions. In terms of YAM capex, you have given a guidance of around 250 crores of revenue and a EBITDA margin of 25-30%, right? So this is the incremental, right? Because this is a forward integration plant, and this is the incremental top line and EBITDA you're talking about.
Yes, I am talking about the incremental margins of spinning
unit. Okay, and what is the ROC? I think Mr. Champ has highlighted at the start of the call. This project?
Yeah, we are looking for the ROE of about 18% from this plant.
18. And in terms of any capex we start with or look upon to expand, right? So what is the threshold ROE, ROC or margin we go ahead with the capex?
You are asking about the projects, ongoing projects, or you are talking about the...
any new capex, or any new capex if we do, right?
Any new capex which we are now targeting, only on those projects which is having at least 18 to 20% ROE kind of business.
Okay. 18 to 20%. Okay, understand. And sir, in terms of existing products, right, because we are now multiple, because earlier we used to be RPSF, then YAN, now we have, I think, two or three new products into the south plant. In the all these four or five products, I'm not going to the product definition internally, but yeah, it's a four or five products. Which products you think going forward we can further expand our capacity?
Going forward, sensing that the our B2B chip business would be the most accelerated kind of product in the market,
which is a bottle to bottle, right?
Yes, because of the government regulation.
Okay, and in terms of these bottle to bottles, how the regulatory approvals? Basically, we need to take some regulatory approval for the same. What is the status and how sensitive to take this regulatory approval or difficult to get this approval?
Actually, there are three type of approvals are required. For the US market, it is a US FDA approval, and for the European market, it is the EFSA approval, and for India, it is a food safety and FSSAI approval. So we are already working on the approvals from these bodies. And the more can guide Mr. Prasad over it.
You see, the technology which we have installed in Warangal plant is already US FDA approved technology, and US FDA has already given the mandate for that technology. And with EFSA, yes, already we have submitted all our documents with EFSA. Petition has been filed with EFSA, and it is under. it is under operation stage, and we are very much positive to get it in next couple of weeks, some positive feedback from EFSA. For our taking the approvals from FSSAI, food safety in India, what they have mandated that any technology which has been approved by US FDA or EFSA would be okay for them to be implemented here. The only further approvals would be required for the product made out of that facility. Yes, we have already prepared all the applications and documents and waiting for the trial productions to be started in next month. Once the trial production has been started, we have to get our product tested in NABL accredited labs, and thereafter we will move with our application with Kataya.
Yeah, Manish, I would like to add further that until now, India was not having any standards or the specifications for consuming the recycled chips in food products, for packaging of food products. So after the regulations, plastic waste management rules has come up, and the regulations has been mandating the packagers to use 30% or 40% of the recycled chips. So now the Food Safety and Standard Council of India has also come out with a set of specifications for to be followed for using that recycled chips in food grade packaging. So that's why the mandate. So that's why the approval is required from PASAI. Now we are in the process of taking the approval from PASAI, which would be expected to get by end of June.
Okay, and this is one of the reason, I think, right? For bottle to bottle, we have import the machinery or taken a machinery from the European, right?
Yes,
for
yes, a bottle yes, to bottle. Because we have taken only US FDA has approved 2-3 technology across the world only for this use of recyclates in plastic PET packaging. So that is why we went to Europe for this.
Okay, understand. And at the opening remarks, Gopal, I think you highlighted an inspection or audit by the global customer or a supplier, right? Target group you have mentioned. So this is a new to us, or this already be prevails to our existing business?
No, we are not been on their supply on vendor list. So to be onboarding for their vendor list, you have to go through the successful social audit, which is being conducted by them on all of their vendor plant. So last year we conducted the social audits and we cleared. So now we are onboarded with them, and we are getting a really good business and through this process. We are now in the process of getting the approval from other brands also, and most of the brands are having their own set of social audits. So we some of the social audits are going on also at present. So our target is to get onboarded more and more brands, so we can get the good demand from their converters and manufacturers for them with good margins.
Okay, so this is a basically approval by the global customer, which are sourcing the product from our customer, right? So we are a vendor.
What happens is that most of the global brands do not manufacture the products their own. They just specify the vendor for different products and approve. And suppose Vardhman is making the yarn for say Inditex. So approved list of Inditex, so the Vardhman will be sourcing material from us only. Or they can source the material only from the approved vendor. So that is the benefit.
Okay, understand.
Yes, you are correct that the most of the brands, what they do, they approve a complete whole supply chain for all their products to be used in all the supplies made by the final vendor to them. So yes, second, third stage of vendors are also being approved by them. So the whole chain works like this only for the big brands globally.
Okay.
Actually, going forward, the scenario is changing rapidly, and now everybody is looking for the ESG compliant and the more environmental friendly business enterprises. To that end, we have already moved in, and therefore, our business is already recycling business, that is environmental friendly. But apart from that, we are also trying to consume more green energy, to conserve the water, to conserve the carbon. So to be a more vibrant green organization.
So our group can be matched easily with the international brands where we can be preferred vendors.
Okay, understood. And last one from my side, sir, I think so one of the comment and the presentation also we highlighted, we are introducing or launching our own brand, right? So how this brand will help our domestic business or existing business?
See, the brand creates the brand equity in the market. And the people identify the products with the brand. So all of our new products would be coming under the goal-wise brand only. So the brand itself speaks about the ESG compliant products of the company.
Okay. So far, we don't have any.
We have a single source of raw material, that is PET bottle. So this PET bottle can be converted into different end products, such as recycled fiber. Then above that, it comes to recycled FDY, recycled POY. Then again, it comes to bottle to bottle. And even in each product of recycled PSF, POY, and FDY, there are premium segments. So the story behind this new brand, Go Revive, is to recycle wisely. So yes, we can convert these PET bottles, either a very inferior product with a very low margin, or we can convert it into a very premium product with a very good margin. So the whole story behind this new brand is to recycle wisely.
Okay, understood, sir. That's all my friend. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, and all the best, sir.
The next question is from the line of Deepak Podar from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, Mr. Deepak.
Yeah, since you wanted to understand.
Sir, sorry to interrupt. Mr. Podar, if you can speak closer to the device, please.
Now it's better?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's better.
Sir, just wanted to understand any kind of guidance on the revenue or margin you have given for FY23. That's it from
there. Because we are already at 1,000 plus turnover in FY22. And that will be maintained, and we are expecting to start our entire Wargal project by September, along with the Nepal unit. So we would be looking for then 5 to 6 months production would be there in this FY23. So we are looking about 1300 to 1400 crore type of turnover expecting. On the country, we will be operated operational.
And margin would be better, right? Because Warangal... So basically, this additional 400 crores, 300 crores coming from Warangal and maybe 75 crores...
Sorry, we missed you, Deepak.
Incremental 400 crores, about 300 crores coming from Warangal and maybe 50 crores to 70 crores coming from Nepal, right? So that's the math.
Sorry, your voice is not clear, Deepak. We couldn't get...
Hello.
Hello.
Now it's better. Hello.
Hello.
Am I audible?
Please proceed. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No.
So additional 400 crores the revenue, so 300 crores coming from Warangal and maybe 50 to 70 crores coming from Nepal, right?
Manish, can you please help me understanding what the Mr. Deepak is asking, because I am not able to understand what he is asking.
My voice is to you, sir?
Yes, Mr. Manish, your line is in talk.
Deepak is asking about the additional 400 crore of a turnover you are expecting for FY23, which is around 250-300 crore from the south, and 250-300 crore from south, and maybe 50-75 crores from the Nepal.
Nepal and for south, the entire plant is operational by September. So in Warangal plant, we may take 1 or 2 months further for ramping up the capacity. So in Warangal plant, we would be looking for 3 to 4 months results. And in Nepal, of course, we would be getting the almost 6 months results.
Okay. Okay, understood. Understood. Fair enough. And what's the margin we are looking at? That's the
Yeah, margins go more, the both the new facilities are having the higher margins in comparison to our existing business.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Understood. Yeah, that's from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. We take the last question from the line of Swecha Jain from ANS Wealth. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Just a follow-up. So you said currently in Bilaspur, the Spanyan capacity is 7,200 tons. And with an EBITDA margin of 16% to 18%, and now we are adding another 12,000 capacity with an EBITDA margins of 25% to 30%. So just wanted to understand that, you know, if it is the same Spanyan that we are expanding, then how would the additional 12,000 tons give a higher margin of 25% to 30%?
It is because we would be targeting the products which we are not able to produce in existing facilities because of the capacity constraint.
Okay.
So the products which we are planning to manufacture in new facilities would face the better prices.
Okay. Understood, sir. Okay. So currently at Bilaspur, we are doing dyed yarn, and what I understand is at the expansion we are doing, we'll be having a premium quality yarn, right? What you were explaining earlier.
You see, in existing facility, we are confined to some coarse yarn only, and in the new facility we are coming up with a capacity to produce finer counts where we would get a better realization as well as better margins also. So the current production capacity is in the range of average 18 to 19 counts, while in the new facility we can produce some finer counts, and the average capacity would be around 24 to 25 counts. So that leads to a better realization as well as a better product portfolio for getting a good margin.
Okay. And so my more follow-up was, could you just, explain again, in that bottle-to-bottle grade, what we are doing? Is that bottle-to-bottle grade going to be manufactured from Warangal? I'm just a bit confused,
yes, yes.
Sir.
Yes, it is going to be made at Warangal only, bottle-to-bottle grade chips, and it will be used by mixing this in the virgin PET chips for making again the bottles.
Okay. Understood. For making those recycled bottles, right?
Yes, of course, because it is mandated by the government also that from 24-25, everybody has to consume 30% of recycled material in their packaging. So, yes, we are in discussion with big brands also because they want to start this from the current fiscal itself.
Okay. And the last small clarification, the new line at Kanpur that we are, coming up with, because we're not reinstating the old line. So that new line is going to cater to the food packaging industry?
You see, this we are in plastics, there are several different products. One is PET and one is rigid plastic from polyethylene, polypropylene. So in Kanpur, we are coming up with other rigid plastic than PET. So all HDPE, PP, polypropylene, and this is a very vast field. You see, the rigid plastic consumption in India is about 10 times for what we are having of PET. So it is, you can just imagine the opportunity there in the recycling of rigid plastic. But yes, we have to work harder for different R&D and making a intact supply chain of each type of plastic coming to the facility, so you can make a better product. There are several sort of recycling facility where you can mix all the plastic and make a very poor quality of product where you would not get margin more than 3-5%, and that too they are being done on in an unorganized sector across India. Already there are thousands of units who are recycling those plastics, but those are all unorganized sector units. So yes, you have to work harder for the supply chain so that you can get a specific type of plastic coming to your facility where you can convert that plastic into a premium product which can be supplied back to the big brands. So we are working on that because we want to create a premium quality product out of that plastic also.
Thank you.
So of course, it will fetch a good margin over the period of time, and it will need a big effort to be done in this way.
Thank you. As there are no further questions, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Madhya.
Just a minute, Mr. Sala Sharma will make some concluding remarks, please.
Yes. Yeah.
सभी पार्टनर्स को नमस्कार. आप लोगों ने इतनी चीजें पूछी और इतनी चीजें सुनी. मैंने सारी चीजों को सुना और मैंने दो तीन पॉइंट को ऑब्जर्व किया जिसने कहा अरविंद मिल वर्तमान मिल यदि आपने बैकवर्ड कंट्रीब्यूशन पे जाती हैं तब क्या होता है, क्रूड के प्राइस जो इतने मूवमेंट हो रहे हैं उसके साथ क्या होता है, उसके बाद में बोटल टू बोटल का क्या है और अपना कंपटीशन मार्केट में हमारे क्या क्या है. सारी बातों को सुनते हुए मैं तीन ही बातों में मेरे सारे कलीग्स ने जो भी आपको जवाब दिए मेरे ख्याल से सब लोग उससे सभी से सेटिस्फाई होंगे. फिर भी मैं दो तीन बात कह दूं. अरविंद मिल वर्धमान मिल यदि अपने बैकवर्ड कंट्रीब्यूशन से जाती है तो क्या होगा. आज जो चीजें हमारे पास में इतने सालों के एक्सपीरियंस के साथ में आई है उनको भी उसका एक्सपीरियंस करने में उतना टाइम लगेगा. हो सकता है कि हम लोग उसे एक्सपीरियंस कुछ शेयर कर लेंगे तो थोड़ा टाइम कम लगे, फिर भी टाइम लगेगा. वही बात दूसरी कि आज के दिन बोतल टू बोतल का मार्केट नया इंडिया में डेवलप हो रहा है. आज के पांच साल पहले भी अपने लोगों की मीटिंग होती थी तब भी मैं कहता था कि इंडिया में फूड ग्रेड बोतल टू बोतल अलाउड नहीं है. जिस दिन इस प्लास्टिक मटेरियल का कंजम्पशन सेम मटेरियल में कंजम्पशन होने लगेगा उस दिन रॉ मटेरियल की शॉर्टेज बहुत बड़ी होने वाली है. सेम पोजिशन आज अपने को दिखाई दे रही है. इन फ्यूचर की अपन यदि बात करें तो बोतल टू बोतल यदि बोतल टू बोतल में यूज होंगी तो आपको स्पिनिंग के लिए फाइबर के लिए प्लास्टिक मिलेगा ही नहीं या बहुत कम मिलेगा. और वो मिलेगा तो वो प्रीमियम प्रोडक्ट ही मिलेगा, दूसरी कोई चीज चलेगी नहीं. हम लोग कहते हैं गॉड इज ग्रेट, हम लोग कहते हैं गॉड इज ग्रेट, तो गॉड इज ग्रेट अपने आप में दिखाई देता है. क्यों? क्योंकि उसने कानपुर की फैक्ट्री में फायर दी, लॉस हुआ, सोचने का मौका दिया कि अब अपने को क्या करना चाहिए. डाइवर्जन कर रहे हैं यहाँ पर भी, अदर प्लास्टिक के अंदर भी हम एंटर करने जा रहे हैं. आज भी अदर प्लास्टिक तो हम लोग बेच तो रही हैं, परंतु हम उसको एज ए वेस्ट बेचते हैं, उसकी जगह पे हम एज ए रॉ मटेरियल प्रोडक्ट उसको यूज करेंगे और बाजार से और अदर प्लास्टिक परचेज करके उसको एज ए रॉ मटेरियल हम ट्रीट करेंगे. स्पिनिंग मिल से हमारे एग्जिस्टिंग उद्योग प्लांट का मार्जिन कम से कम 5-7% बढ़ जाएगा. स्पिनिंग मिल लगाने के पीछे करोड़ कंट्रीब्यूशन है ये बात अपन कह सकते हैं. मेरे 15,000-16,000 स्पिनल का प्रोडक्शन डाउन हो चुका है, पर सुप्रीम मिल जॉब पर चलती थी वो हट गई, उसके बदले में मैंने 32,000 स्पिनल का प्लानिंग करी है कि इन नेक्स्ट फ्यूचर को देखते हुए कि अपने फाइबर के मार्जिन जो है तो दूसरों के मार्जिन की स्थिति क्या होंगी. जिनके पास में मीडियम कैपेसिटी के प्लांट है उनकी स्थितियां क्या होंगी. अपन उसके अंदर प्रीमियम प्रोडक्ट ले सकते हैं तो अपने केवल डाइट के अंदर ले सकते हैं. इसके बाद में क्रूड के प्राइस का मूवमेंट या स्प्रिंग कॉटन के प्राइस का मूवमेंट मार्केट में ऑलवेज फ्लक्चुएशन पहले भी आया. क्रूड के प्राइस पहले भी 110 गए थे, आज वापस 110 पे टिके हुए हैं. रीजन बीइंग मार्केट में जब भी कोई मूवमेंट होगा हमारे पर इफेक्ट पड़ेगा, बिल्कुल पड़ेगा. टाइम बीइंग महीना दो महीना, उसके बाद में वापस वो चीज मेंटेन होगी. अगर इस चीजों का कभी कभी बेनिफिट भी एडिशनल मिलेगा तो वो भी मिलेगा ही मिलेगा. अपने तो तीन स्टेप में बात कर रहे हैं. इन्होंने ये बताया कि आपके प्लास्टिक के यूज केवल तीन ही है. पहला यूज इन्होंने बताया फाइबर बना लीजिए जो सबसे लोअर है. दूसरा यूज इन्होंने बताया क्या उससे UIFDY बना लीजिए उससे मार्जिन बढ़ जाएंगे. तीसरा यूज इन्होंने बताया बोतल टू बोतल बना लीजिए उससे मार्जिन और बढ़ जाएंगे. बीच के दो प्रोडक्ट और भी थे जो इन्होंने नहीं बताया क्योंकि हम लोग या तो लोएस्ट प्रोडक्ट पे थे फाइबर पे उसके बाद में नंबर दो पे सीट और स्टेप, ये प्रोडक्ट और भी थे पर उस पर हम लोग गए नहीं। हम लोग तो फाइबर के ही अंदर प्रीमियम मार्जिन के अंदर प्रोडक्ट पे चले गए या फिर हम सीधे सीधे अब बोटल टू बोटल पे जाने की तैयारी कर रहे हैं। ओवरऑल कंपटीशन की बात अपन करते हैं तो कंपटीशन तो हमेशा ऑलवेज, आज नहीं दो साल बाद तीन साल बाद किसी न किसी चीज का आएगा। कंपटीशन को कैसे मीट आउट करना है ये आपको सोचना है। हर एक कंपनी की अपनी अपनी स्ट्रेटजी होती है, कंपनी उसी स्ट्रेटजी पे काम करती है। हमारी कंपनी अपनी स्ट्रेटजी पे काम कर रही है। हम लोग बट नेचुरल है कोरोना की वजह से थोड़े बहुत पिछड़े हैं, परंतु जो भी पिछड़े हैं इसको हम अगले दो साल के अंदर आपको इस तरीके से बूम करके कवर करके देंगे जो आप इस बात को भूल जाएंगे कि हम दो साल कितना पिछड़े हैं। मैं अपनी बात को समाप्त करता हूं और सबको धन्यवाद कहता हूं एक बार सबको कि हाँ भैया आप लोगों ने मेरे को अटेंड किया और बेस्ट ऑफ लक टू एवरीबॉडी।
थैंक यू लेडीज एंड जेंटलमैन, ऑन बिहाफ ऑफ एंटिक स्टॉक ब्रोकिंग दैट कंक्लूड्स दिस कॉन्फ्रेंस। We thank you all for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.